Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Moving of the Spirit. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
I come from my dad and my granddad and his dad, men with strong work ethic. Man, if you didn't work, and I mean make the sawdust fly, then you're sorry. Anybody know what sorry is? I remember as a boy, I must have been about 14. I was helping my granddad cut wood one day. And I mean, he worked like somebody was after him. You know, I mean, he was, what was he? Would he have been, maybe he was in his late 60s at that time. And I was about 13, I think. And man, he's cutting firewood, and I'm working as fast as I can. I mean, I'm loading, and I'm falling behind him. And he looked around, and there was a pile I hadn't got yet, and he shut off the saw. He said, "Boy, if you ain't going to work, go to the house." I thought, golly, I mean, I'm sweating. But that's the way he was. And so I was brought up with that mentality. Man, you know, you don't lay around. You get up and get with it. Do it. Work. And there's some good things about that. But when I got into the ministry, it's not just about sweating. You understand what I'm talking about? And so I began to realize I can't just be busy in my mind and with my body all the time. I got to get quiet and hear from God. The Bible said, "Be still and know that He is God. Wait on the Lord." What'll happen to you? Man, that was tough on me. Because I'm laying there and I'm thinking, you know, I could do this and I could be doing that and I could get up and do this. And there were several times I'm laying across the floor in my office and I'm trying to get quiet and pray. And I'm thinking, man, digging a ditch would be a lot easier than this. I know how to do that. Just get after it and throw the dirt. Say it again. Ministering to the Lord. Waiting upon the Lord,
is never wasted time.
Never. We live in an entertainment society where people are used to turning on the TV and them changing what's going on real quickly so that you can maintain the attention span of a 2-year-old. And people are used to that when they come to church. And people have that attitude. Hey, I got up. I got dressed. I even put something in the plate. Now, impress me. Do something. And ministers feel pressure to produce, to impress, to wow. And it's wrong. I said it's wrong because it's flesh looking to flesh. And so we got flesh moving. And we have great moves of the flesh. And then flesh begets flesh. So we want to eat and talk. And sit and talk and eat. And then we want to talk and eat. And then talk and talk to each other. I'm talking about talk and then eat. Let's eat and talk. And we've become great, mighty champions at eating and talking. And our bodies look like it. I didn't intend to say any of that. But it's true. I said it's true. We have highly developed at talking to each other. Oh, we can talk to each other all night, especially if some eating's involved. We can talk. But they didn't come here and talk or eat. What did they do? Ministered to the Lord. So they're not talking to each other. Right? They're not talking to each other. They're not talking to each other. And they're not eating. And this went on hour after hour. But because they're focused on Him, obviously what happens, what we studied about earlier, they must have become one mind, one mouth to glorify Him. And here comes the Holy Ghost manifesting Himself and speaking and launching and sending. Hallelujah. And what He launched and what He sent, He confirmed page after page after page. They're not struggling trying to get the Holy Ghost to help them, because this is His idea. Oh, can you see it? And so they got healings and they got miracles and they got whole cities turning to God. Are they having moves of the Spirit? Where do we see it kicked off? As they ministered to the Lord and fasted. Do you have to wait for service time to do that? No, no. You can do that at home. And we can do it here. Go to Psalm 105. Let's talk more about this. Let's talk about ministering to the Lord. Ministering to the Lord. Should you become, instead of an expert talker and eater, should we become expert at ministering to the Lord? Good at it. Proficient at it. Able to do it all day. Able to do it all night. Minister to the Lord without looking at other people or having them pay attention to us or anything. Just minister to Him. Psalm 105 says, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord." Wonder why it said, "Oh." Say it both ways. Give thanks to the Lord. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. There's a difference. Call upon His name. That's not me calling you. That's not you calling me. Call on His name. I've gotten several letters over the years of people saying, telling me what they needed, material and money, and then misquote the verse that said, "You know, Brother Keith, just like the scripture said, let your requests be made known." That's Philippians, misquoted. Did anybody remember? "Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, giving of thanks, let your requests be made known unto Brother Keith."
No.
No. Unto mom and daddy.
No.
Unto your rich brothers and sisters.
No.
Unto the government.
No.
No. Unto God. Oh, I like what the psalmist said. "I've been young and now I'm old, but I have never seen the righteous forsaken, nor their seed begging bread." Believers are not beggars. And they don't pull on each other. And they don't ask you and drop hints and go to you. They know how to go straight to God. Go straight to God.
Amen.
Your personal stuff, you don't have to tell anybody about it. Go straight to Him. "Let your requests be made known unto God." They ministered unto the Lord.
Yes.
Unto Him. This is not horizontal. This is vertical, if you will. Not between us. Between us and Him. He said, "Call on His name. Make known His deeds among the people. Sing unto Him. Sing psalms unto Him." That's not me talking to you about Him. That's me talking to Him. That's not you talking to me about Him. That's you talking to Him. That's you singing to Him, singing psalms to Him. Can you do it? Did you do it today? A lot of people can't say. They go, "Well, Brother Keith, I'm not a singer." Yeah, you are. Everybody can sing. Every Christian, every believer is supposed to sing. Like we've said, not everybody should be given a microphone on the platform. Not everybody should record. But everybody can sing. It's different than just saying. You're to lift up your voice. And who are you singing to? You're not. If people say, well, what if somebody hears me? You're not singing for their benefit. You're not singing to them. And the Lord doesn't hear your pitch. He hears your heart. Glory to God. And when you really love Him and you really believe in Him and you really speak from your heart, it is true music to His ears. He seeks such to worship Him, those that will worship Him in spirit and in truth. He seeks it. Now we're talking about the Creator of the heavens and the earth who has everything, and yet this is something He likes, something He enjoys, something He seeks. Oh, what a great thing to think we could give to the giver. We can minister to the one who ministers our every breath, our every heartbeat. We can minister something to Him that He'll receive from us. You hear people talk sometimes, we don't have anything to give Him. Oh, yes, you do. Yes, you do. Something that He values, something He will receive, something He appreciates, something He enjoys, and it is not about physical performance. It's about heart. 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 He even tells you what you're going to be singing about in the next verse here. Among other things, what you're singing about? Talk of all His what? Wondrous works. If you read some of these Psalms, you'll see that how the earth is full of His riches and how He created the sea and how He's mighty and His voice breaks the biggest cedar and He rides on the wings of the wind. And you're talking about all He's done, and He split the Red Sea and He fed them with manna. And Jesus, you can begin to sing a gospel song then. You. What were these men doing for hour after hour? What were they doing? Ministering to the Lord. Can we do it? Can we do it for longer than a minute? Is it conducive to the moving of the Spirit? Oh, yes.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Moving of the Spirit, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida, on Monday, June 3rd, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Faith and fear to God, God who gives me